Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Maxam Pacific Lumber Company workers drag tree sitters from trees. Monday, October 28th, Maxam Pacific Lumber began raiding the tree sits in the Rattle 9 timber harvest plant in the Matole in Northern California. Two climbers were hired by Pacific Lumber to evict the tree sitters and at last notice were preparing to lower at least one of the activists who were sitting in an old-growth Doug fir estimated to be 500 years old. Trees were also fallen in the THP towards the tree sitters. Tree tips from fallen trees were touching the base of one of the occupied trees, reported activists. According to reports, the Pacific Lumber hired climbers were attempting to remove activists long before the Humboldt County sheriffs arrived, creating an ultra-hazardous situation. Maxam Pacific Lumber Company's activities violate the Forest Peace Alliance, which was part of the out-of-court settlement on the wrongful death civil suit over the murder of David Gypsy Chain in 1998. Part of the Forest Peace Alliance agreement was that a new policy would be issued to all Pacific Lumber Company employees, forbidding them from falling trees while members of the public are in the area. There have been numerous threats of violence over the past 3 weeks, and Monday's activities were once again directly violating this agreement. Maxam Pacific Lumber Company is operating illegally and with little to no regard for the preservation of life. No trying to hide it, Maxam Pacific Lumber Company has been directly violating the stay ordered by Judge Golden on August 29th, ordering all activities under the sustained yield plan, which came to the Headwaters deal of 1999, to cease until the case can be fully heard and decided upon. Maxam Pacific Lumber has been ignoring the stay and has continued to cut trees illegally since virtually all of their plans rely upon the sustained yield plan for approval. Not only are they still operating, but reports from neighbors, timber monitors, and a flyover are that they are more than doubling their rate of harvest operations. A truckload of logs every 4 minutes from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. reported by residents coming out of Elk River, for example. It used to be a truck every 15 minutes or so from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So basically, this is a real-time cut-and-run effort. It is now and always has been evident to many of us here in Humboldt that the powers that enforce the law, CDF, sheriffs, prosecutors, city hall, etc., are fully in control of the powerful landlords who throw them crumbs. A law, he who owns the gold rules, quote Charles Hurdwood's 1986 after the hostile takeover of Pacific Lumber. In other words, there is no law in Humboldt County except Charlie's law. The judge does know. We have Judge Golden, a visiting judge, because all the other judges recuse themselves from this case for conflicts of interest. The police are refusing to enforce the court order stopping work. A local city, Fortuna, passed a resolution by their city council to stand with Pacific Lumber Maxam in defiance of the court order. The Environmental Protection Information Center has been in close contact with the media, sending out press releases with every new development. This issue has been covered by the Los Angeles Times and other mainstream media, but even to them, this story is surreal and unbelievable. There are bigger fish to fry with war and snipers, etc. Everyone felt the judge's first order was obscure and unenforceable, but he clarified his order multiple times in court hearings verbally and in his decision order regarding motion to vacate stay, Epic's last motion, which was a motion to enforce that was denied by the judge. But he recommended that Epic file a different motion, a motion to show contempt maybe, using the same evidence. There was another hearing Monday, but we don't know the results yet. Pacific Lumber Maxam Corporation and the state filed another motion to vacate or exempt certain ongoing operations, so now we are waiting another decision. This goes to trial in January, so these are all pre-trial motions. Environment Protection Information Center lawyers are confident they will win the case and overturn the sustained yield plan. This news brought to us by Shunka and Tracy Bear of North Coast Earth First. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the